Your inborn potential is extraordinary. You have within you right now the ability to achieve almost any goal that you can set for yourself. Your greatest responsibility to yourself is to invest whatever time is required to become absolutely clear about exactly what it is you want and how you can best achieve it. The greater clarity you have regarding your true goals, the more of your potential you will unleash for good in your life. You've probably heard it said that the average person uses only 10% of his or her potential. The sad fact is that according to Stanford University, the average person functions with only about 2% of his or her mental potential. The remainder just sits there in reserve, being saved up for some later time. This would be exactly as if your parents had left you a trust fund with $100,000 in it, but all you ever took out to spend was $2,000. The other $98,000 simply sat in the account, unused throughout your life. The starting point of all goal attainment is desire. You must develop an intense, burning desire for your goals if you really want to achieve them. It is only when your desire becomes intense enough that you will have the energy and the internal drive to overcome all the obstacles that will arise in your path. The good news is that almost anything that you want long enough and hard enough, you can ultimately achieve. The great oil billionaire H.L. Hunt was once asked the secret of success. He replied that success requires two things and two things only. First, he said, you must know exactly what it is you want. Most people never make this decision. Second, he said, you must determine the price that you will have to pay to achieve it, and then get busy paying that price. Life is more like a buffet or cafeteria than it is a restaurant. In a restaurant, you eat the complete dinner, and then you pay the bill. But in a buffet or a cafeteria, you have to serve yourself and pay in full before you enjoy the meal. Many people make the mistake of thinking that they will pay the price after they've experienced the success. They sit in front of the stove of life and say, first give me some heat, and then I'll put in some wood. As motivational speaker Zig Ziglar once said, the elevator to success is out of service, but the stairs are always open. Another important observation from Aristotle was his conclusion that the ultimate purpose of all human action is the achievement of personal happiness. Whatever you do, he said, is aimed at increasing your happiness in some way. You may or may not be successful in achieving your happiness, but your happiness is always your ultimate aim. Setting goals, working toward them day by day, and ultimately achieving them is the key to happiness in life. Goal setting is so powerful that the very act of thinking about your goals makes you happy, even before you've taken the first step toward achieving them. To unlock and unleash your full potential, you should make a habit of daily goal setting and achieving for the rest of your life. You should develop a laser-like focus so that you are always thinking and talking about the things you want rather than the things that you don't want. You must resolve from this moment on to be a goal-seeking organism like a guided missile or a homing pigeon, moving unerringly toward the things that are important to you. There's no greater guarantee of a long, happy, healthy, and prosperous life than for you to be continually working on being, having, and achieving more and more of the things you really want. Clear goals enable you to release your full potential for personal and professional success. Goals enable you to overcome any obstacle and to make your future unlimited. Now, here are three things you can do immediately to put these ideas into action. First, imagine that you have the inborn ability to achieve any goal you could ever set for yourself. What do you really want to be, have, and do? Second, look at your personal life and work today and identify how your own thinking has created your world. What should you, what could you change? And third, determine the price that you will have to pay to achieve the goals that are most important to you, and then get busy paying that price.